We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, have we got a blockbuster for you. I would start by saying that maybe it's been 6 or 7 years ago, I realized that the problem with medications that you get from your doctor isn't the problem particularly that everyone's worried about. Everyone worries about the, quote, side effects. Is the great benefit that I get from this medication really worth the side effects that I might get? And that seems to be the thing that most people are wrapped up in. And Bill, you sent me a copy of a study, and I have seen similar kinds of information before, but I don't think people are going to believe this.
They are not going to believe it. They are going to – how do you call an audience of people who takes drugs without question? And you know, there are a lot of supplement user folks. I mean, I think most people just want the best of both worlds. They're confused. And so they take drugs and that are prescribed, and under the confidence that, they're safe, they're FDA approved, their doctor prescribed them, and they don't know really how to stand up to their doctor if, you know, he doesn't want to really take care of them if they don't want to take the drugs. And it is, you know, of course, insurance paid for. So that's the big thing. So here's a big review of 30 diabetes drugs approved by the Food and Drug Administration over the last decade, 2004 to 2013. And what they did was they used the long-term blood sugar measurement called hemoglobin A1C, HbA1c. If you want to look on your blood test, it's the long-term. It means over time, what was your blood sugar? And it's a better marker, as they say. And so these 30 drugs got approved by the FDA because they reduce hemoglobin A1C. However, did they reduce the number of hospitalizations, deaths, heart attacks, strokes, blindness, or amputations? No.
No?
So, you know, your blood sugar number was better. So what if I told you, yeah, but your blood sugar was better while they're cutting off your leg, while you're going blind, while you've had a stroke and a horrible heart attack? And so in the last few years, since the drugs have been approved, the last decade, there have been 3,300 deaths and 20,000 hospitalizations linked to the new diabetes drugs. What if we said that about vitamins, minerals, amino acids, herbs that'd be taken off the market? What license do we give because we're looking for, out of fear, a white coat? We're looking for the assurance. They know what's best for us. We're looking for that Mayo Clinic diploma on the wall. We're looking for insurance to pay. We do not know what to do. And then we take the vitamins on top of all the poisons to try to make it better because we're just confused. And so how much, I mean, and they've got this litany, there's a timeline here of the last decade. And let me see if I can open up into it. 1997, American Diabetes Association starts to change the definition of diabetes. And then they add another 1.9 million Americans to the condition. Over time now, they've added 46 million people to the definition of being diabetic or pre-diabetic.
And that's by changing the numbers, changing the game.
Just change the number. And then this grew into a $23 billion drug market. And the drugs were approved by panels of doctors that were paid for by the drug companies. So,
and it's all in this study that came out, right?
Well, it's on the doctor page at Medscape.com, MedPage Today.
Okay.
And it says, you know, Many of the new drugs approved by the FDA can cause serious side effects, heart problems, cancers, overdoses, leading to an estimated 100,000 emergency room visits each year, dangerously low blood pressure, as well as dangerously high blood pressure. But it's the dangerously low, and we've talked about this on our program before, and I want to get to that because, you have a different form of heart disease in diabetes. You have what they call cardiomyopathy, and that you don't have a heart attack. It just dies in place. Your heart starts to look gray instead of red. The circulation goes down. And so this is kind of what goes on. But they had more hospital admissions. I'm trying to get the exact figure here. They had more hospital admissions for low blood sugar because these drugs will overwork and cause overly low blood sugar, hypoglycemia instead of hyperglycemia. And there were more admissions to hospitals for that than there were for diabetes, which is excessively high blood sugar. Wow, we've gotten into such control of a number, and nobody, what is it that you say, David? Nobody is any healthier, even though your blood sugar number is improved.
Bill, yeah. I often say to people, think of it this way. Your house or apartment catches fire, and the smoke alarm goes off. If you turn off the smoke alarm, does that put out the fire? And, of course, no. And so to the extent that these numbers that we measure, like the A1C does give you information about the state of your health and your blood sugar. But it's like the smoke alarm. So and this proves it. You can't manipulate. You can't just turn off the smoke alarm. Real quick, I had a gentleman come in at age 51. He was diagnosed with diabetes, and he took it to heart. You know, he changed his diet a little bit, and he took metformin. And every time he got tested, Bill, his blood sugar numbers, his A1C, were really, really good. He was really happy. And he started having trouble with his kidneys. And the doctor said, well, you know, this is because of your diabetes. He goes, I've had perfect blood sugar numbers for 9 years. And the doctor said, yeah, but you're still a diabetic. And he was shocked.
I've tried – here's the number I was at. 404,000 patients admitted to the hospital because of low blood sugar between 1999 and 2011, at about 12-year period, compared to 280,000 for high blood sugar hyperglycemia. So 404,000, 280,000. The problem is the drugs are getting us all over the place, too low, too high. And we're just working with numbers. We call it a surrogate. It's not the real end point. The end point is we want to measure, you know, mortality. We want to measure, you know, losing limbs, losing your sight. You know, these are the kind of things, kidney problems that all emanate from blood sugar. It's a giant business, and they don't want to make you any they don't want to make you well. You're not going to be any better. They just want to keep you dependent on doctors and drugs, doctors and drugs, doctors and drugs. And so, you know, they've got this thing going. In 2009, the sales of diabetes drugs hit $15 billion. That was only 5 years ago, and it jumped now to $23 billion in just 5 years, from 15 to 23, $8 billion.
Bill, there are people out there that think that's wonderful. That means more people are getting their treatment.
2013, the endocrinology groups issue another joint statement saying pre-diabetes can be treated with drugs if lifestyle changes, diet, and exercise don't work. In other words, skip that other stuff. We know they're not going to comply, and let's just slap a drug on them. And then just like the cholesterol drugs, folks who take cholesterol drugs think they can get away with a little worse diet, and the same is true here. Didn't you tell me about a man before we went on the air? What did you say?
I had somebody stand there and say we were talking about sugar and diet and how, and if you're diabetic, how you should eat, and they were kind of and I say, so look, you know, if I want to eat a piece of cake, I just take an extra metformin.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Metformin is the safest of the anti-diabetic drugs. You're still going to be vitamin B12 deficient. And you're still going to need some extra magnesium and probably vitamin B1. If you're taking metformin, that's glucophage, then you need to have B1 thiamine, you need to have B12 cobalamin, and you need to get some magnesium because it's going to deplete those. But by all means, you know, and metformin, by controlling sugar, how does it control sugar? It controls the amount of glucose that your liver makes, not what you eat the sugar, but the sugar your liver makes. You eat sucrose from cane sugar, table sugar. You eat fructose from corn syrup, but your liver makes glucose. See, you know, it's interesting when we were trying to control cholesterol and people would be phobic about eggs because they contained a lot of cholesterol. But see, the eggs and your whole diet only contributes to 20% of the cholesterol. The liver makes 80% of the cholesterol that's in the blood circulation. Again, get the liver healthy and under control. It's an old Chinese medicine idea of, you know, making the liver healthy. So the same is here. Metformin does address the glucose being made out of the liver. That's interesting because its cancer feeds off of that glucose to a large part. Yes, also the sucrose and fructose, but to a large, so it's an anti-cancer drug. And of all the interesting things, metformin is in the class of 3 anti-aging pills, because by doing this you're going to live longer. So it's classified really as an anti-aging pill as well. So get sugar under control, you're going to live a lot longer. And that means the low refined sugar, get rid of them. Don't even use those other sweeteners because they'll make you think of sugar and reward, the artificial sweeteners. And then the carbohydrates that turn to sugar, the bread, pasta, and rice. You know, I was in a store shopping the other day. I've reason now I'm doing a little more shopping these days. And I noticed that, you know, stores don't make a lot of money on lettuce and selling, you know, fresh produce. They want to sell the processed foods too. And I walked into one store, and I swear 80% of what they had in there was processed food. It wasn't just the raw foods. Nobody cooks anymore. People don't have time. It's processed. But they make the most money on that. And so they want processed foods. And this is where we go. So, you know, and when you get to processed foods, the companies are competing for a little thing right here. I'm just reaching for it now. That little tongue that I have, our taste buds. And so they're competing for your taste buds, and they know they got to, you know, add the sugar. There's sugar in ketchup. There's sugar in lots of things, salad dressings, everything you go. And it's kind of fooling us, but it's there. Hey, it's Bill, in your bread. It's in your bread.
Hey, Bill, so let's take a break. But right along what you said, I saw a little special on PBS the other night. I just want to share with the audience because it's you're talking about the sugar in foods you don't see. And let's remind people, you told them to take cobalamin, B12, B1, and magnesium, which is good advice. Folks, when you're out there shopping, it's best to look for a methyl cobalamin form of B12, the benfotiamine form of B1, Bill and I talk about a lot, it's the fat soluble, more effective. And magnesium oxide is plentiful and cheap. And it's really good for regularity, but not so good for other things. Try a glycinate, a citrate, a tartrate, something like that. We're going to continue a little bit on the sugar. We've got some other news for you, so don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the Health Warrior, with me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill, you were talking about how much sugar is hiding in processed foods.
I want to tell the audience, look, if you really want to get your sugar under control, get the iron under control. Go look at your ferritin number. It's not on your complete blood count. You've got to ask for it separately. It costs a few dollars. Your ferritin number, your iron storage number, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. Let me say it again, ferritin. If your ferritin number is over 70, you're going to have high blood sugar problems. Get your ferritin number down, especially for you males. And so you'll get your sugar under control. You won't. Ferritin iron storage numbers are often way up there in the hundreds, 500, 300, 200. And you're never – the doctor's going to have you continually on medicines trying to get the sugar levels down when you can't get out of this. Now, bloodletting. I have a whole article online at knowledgeofhealth.com. You know, if everybody just donated, menopausal, postmenopausal females, men over 40, they started donating blood, you're going to get your iron levels down and everything improves. Diabetes, heart disease, cancer, every risk, get it under control. Our sponsor, Longevinix, makes a pill to control those minerals so every day you don't get iron overloaded and copper overloaded and calcium overloaded. We'll go into it in a few minutes, but the issue is look for that ferritin number. That's one number they don't want to show you because it could really control so much disease, and they want to keep you chronically ill. So that's just where things are. And while the ripoff is going on with you and you're just confused. You know, we got to where the patents started to wear out, David, on the blockbuster drugs. And so Big Pharma, you know, things become generic drugs, but they've got to keep the stock prices up on the Big Pharma drug companies. So all of a sudden, as these big drugs come off patent, now go ahead and get a prescription for doxycycline. It's an antibiotic. It was $20. Get this. It's now $1,849. $1,840. It was a $20 little bottle that you got for a, you know.
We're in the wrong business.
A bottle of 500 100 milligram tablets is now $1,849. Albuterol, which was $11. That's a bottle of 100 2 milligram tablets. $11 is now $434. This is unbelievable. They just rack it up, bill Medicare, and it's government. Government has paid off to allow this to go on. Pravastatin is a drug to treat high cholesterol, was $27, now $196. This is unbelievable. Digoxin used for heart failure, irregular heartbeats, a single tablet was 11 cents, is now $1.10. You know, I mean, this is just... How much longer are we just going to be dupes and sit here and do this? And, you know, another thing I want to talk about, because we have a lot of followers and people that really like dietary supplements. They feel it made a difference in their life. And, you know, you go in because you had a self-discovery and you found out some herb or garlic or whatever it was fixed your problem. And you're a little – this is going on all over America – you're a little bit, you know, let's not tell the doctor because he's going to belittle me if I tell him, look, doc, it was really not your pill. It was this thing I took over here, and you pull it out of your pocket, you know. And so we all play this game, and some of us naively think that, you know, I'm going to show this to the doctor, and I'm going to bring the literature that I learned about it, and then he'll get so excited, and maybe we'll change modern medicine, and he'll get excited and lecture on it. You know what? Folks, doctors hear this all day long, that Mother Nature fixed somebody and the meds, the drugs they prescribe didn't. They hear it all day long, not just from you. They know that, but that doesn't bring new patients to their office. It sends them down to the health food store. It's a competition thing. They need patients in the office. You got to come to their office for prescription drugs like antibiotics, like cholesterol drugs, like all those things. These cash cows keep their offices full. A pediatrician doesn't make any money if he doesn't get all of you to come in for mandated vaccines. They're in business. The ethics of modern medicine are gone. If they were truly had any ethics, they'd be putting themselves out of business. That's the only ethic that modern medicine should have. We should be driving modern medicine into making cheaper, faster, better medicines instead of everything's getting higher priced. And they priced us out. I mean, we can't afford health insurance. We can't afford medical care anymore. That's how bad it is.
Bill, one time early on, I was talking to somebody about vitamin D3, and they were kind of shocked at how we're finding out how we need a lot more than we used to think. And they were up against their doctor, and I spent a long time. I put together maybe an inch thick of different studies on vitamin D3 and some articles, and I tried to make it real presentable, and we put it in a folder, and the person walked into their doctor and said, "You know, doctor, I really think I should take more vitamin D3, and I want you to read this." The doctor held it in his hand, looked the person in the eye, and just dumped it in the trash can and said nothing. And I just want to underline, you're absolutely right. They're not like, "Oh, really? I've never seen this before. Gee, this is exciting." No, you're right. They already know. They don't care. It's not part of what they do. We're on our own here, which might be for the best.
Look, if I offered you to sell you a bridge in Brooklyn, you know, would you fall for that?
I already own it, Bill. So
yeah, we've all fallen for something. You know, this has to stop. You have to stop being a dupe of the medical system. I know the fear is there. If I go off my medicines, will I die? Will the cholesterol go up? All this nonsense, it's a giant fraud. How do we alert people? How do we tell people?
Well, you just told people at the beginning of the show they analyzed 30 diabetic drugs, and they certainly did change that A1C measurement, but they did not prevent strokes and heart attacks and blindness and all that. And that's what people got to realize. They're not being saved in most cases.
Some of the drugs increased the mortality rate and all those problems. Well, let's look at dietary supplements, because we wanted to get to this today before the next break. And they did a supplement, dietary supplement, Consumer of Today infographic. And they revealed a lot here about supplement users, not drug users. 68% of Americans report taking dietary supplements, and I'll swear it doesn't end up to be more than $10 a month. You know, they take a Centrum and maybe a calcium pill, and they take an aspirin tablet and Tums. You know, and doctors think they're into alternative medicine that way. But the, you know, as we get older, about 65% of the younger Americans take supplements versus 74% of older people. But that isn't on a regular daily basis, so that number looks a little skewed. You know, that they report they take them is one thing. Supplement users are generally healthier. They do things on a healthier scale. And what this shows here is, you know, it says they tend to eat what they know as a balanced diet, 86% versus only 79% of non-supplement. It's not much of a difference, really. I didn't see too much difference between supplement users getting a good night's sleep, healthy weight, exercise regularly. There really wasn't much difference, some difference. I mean, supplement users do healthier things by and large, but not a lot. So where do folks buy their supplements? Well, mostly mass merchants, the Costco's, Walmart's, et cetera, 41%. Drugstores, 34%. Supermarkets, 23%. And that left a lowly 3% for stores like you, Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. Dave Stouter is the captain there. And so that's kind of interesting. Multivitamins are 75%. Of the supplements that are used under vitamins and mineral category. Vitamin D second, 39%. Calcium, 24% of the lettered vitamins. Vitamin C, 24%. So among specialty supplements, fish oil is the highest, fiber supplements, probiotics, glucosamine, coenzyme Q10. Among the herbals, green tea is at the top now. Garlic is second. Cranberry. Echinacea is still in there and fading. Ginseng is in there, probably our Asian community. So those are the top-selling supplements in the categories of herbs and specialty supplements, vitamins and minerals. Just kind of interesting how...
And where do people get their information on supplements, Bill?
From the doctor.
And the second
52%
is...
From pharmacists. 52% rely on doctors, 28% on pharmacists. These guys were all taught drugs, 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 and it's the way they make their money.
Hey, Bill, how come... Okay, when you were talking about where do people buy their dietary supplements, you know, they had the mass market, the internet, the drug stores, the health food stores. So I'm looking at this graphic, where do people get their information? The doctor, the pharmacist, the nutritionist, friends or family. They didn't even put health food stores on this graphic. I wonder why that is.
I don't think they want you there. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
One of the major drugstore chains, I believe it was Rite Aid, started to put white-coated assistants into the dietary supplement area, and they bulked that area up in their store. And it was about health and wellness representatives in the store. You know, because some of the health food stores have somebody like you or other, you know, informed clerks that can advise people, point them in the right direction, read this book, you know, learn about it. And you know what? A couple of congressmen complained that it was making it look like these supplements were as good as drugs. Let me tell you the truth, folks. The biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated with vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, and things you find down at the health food store. So, and by the way, a lot of the stuff, I don't want to knock totally what's in drugstores, but a lot of the stuff down there is really what we call Pablum baby hamster vitamins, whatever we like to call them. They're a little bit of a joke for us elite supplement users. You want to become an elite user, it doesn't take hard time to learn. Get a good multivitamin. I fashion some. Here comes the commercial. Of course, this is how we know. But I wrote a whole book about this a decade ago. Get a good iron-free, copper-free multivitamin. I fashioned a whole bunch of them for Purity Products in New York. And go to their website and learn about it. They're on the radio somewhere in America. You hear my voice talking about their products frequently. Get a good fish oil supplement or a flaxseed oil if you're a vegetarian. Get one of those omega-3 supplements there. Just get it into your system. You're going to be a lot healthier. Get some extra magnesium. You can't get enough out of your multivitamin. That's critically important. Ease up on the calcium. Just get it out of your diet. These are good lessons to learn. And, of course, if you need a specialty supplement, like men, for your prostate, go get some pumpkin seed oil. And start there. There's some other good things for your prostate as well. For the ladies, they're going to get off the estrogen. So find a way as your change of life occurs. And either go get bioidentical hormones. Don't be afraid of them. They scared us away to put you on 5 prescription drugs to replace what estrogen was doing for you. Or go get the safest plant estrogen. No, it will not cause men to grow breasts or anything. Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, which is in the news headlines. We come back after the next break. Yeah. We're going to talk more about it. But, you know, this is the way you can become an elite user and not, you know, I wrote a column at Knowledge of Health. How you can get most of the supplements you need for a very small amount of money in a whole year.
It's really easy, Bill. And I'd like to get back to that news on resveratrol. But I think I told this story once. But I did a radio show off the cuff once when I said where I thought my 6 top supplements were, and I realized you could buy them for the price of a Starbucks latte. We'll be right back. It's Have a Heart Health Radio.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, work 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. A lot of breaking news on the show today. And, of course, one of our sponsors, the red wine pill Longevinix. We talk a lot about it. The major ingredient, if you will, resveratrol. Bill, I understand more news on resveratrol.
Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, you can also find a trivial amount in peanuts, mulberries, blueberries, etc. But that's in micrograms. You're going to need milligrams to make it work for you. That's why wine works, because it is an alcohol extract. And it increases the amount of resveratrol and other molecules similar to it called polyphenols, quercetin, malvidin, camphorol, ferulic acid. There's a whole bunch of in grapes that get concentrated in wine, and they lead to healthy effects. And the headline today is they thought that we needed resveratrol pills. Get this, folks. Are we being honest with you? So there's one aspect of health, and it has to do with a little gene called PARP. I won't go into what it is, but it's a very special little gene that controls life and death in our cells. If cells need to die, like cancer cells, it'll put them out. And if they need to survive, it'll help them survive. And what they found was even the smallest amounts of resveratrol. Now, there's more than that in wine, but you'll get about 2 or 3 milligrams instead of micrograms. You get 1,000 times more. So a couple of glasses of red wine a day actually could turn on the PA, well, it inhibits the PARP, PARP1, PARP1 they call it. And it, and by inhibiting that, it causes a favorable issue with your cells. So the bad cells that need to die off, like cells that are turning cancerous, die off and the healthy ones stay alive. And so, you know, it's just a new thing, and you know, the deal there is that they're just discovering this, and the big news is, yeah, even a couple of glasses of wine will do it. Are you there, David?
No, I was looking through my wine cellar.
That's what I figured out. Well, you know, we're doing this on Skype, but we don't use the video, so I'm trying to say.
No,
well,
Bill, I'm stunned. This, you know, I'm hearing this for the first time on the show too, but I have to tell everybody, throughout the years, he'll send me two studies. He'll send me one like about this gene, the PARP1, or something different, or AMPK, some new discovery about something that's really good for us. Right behind it, guess what resveratrol does? In almost every case, resveratrol gets into all these little genetic benefits and keeps them on the straight and narrow. It's amazing.
You know, next week at resveratrolnews.com, before the end of the year, we're going to be issuing our end-of-the-year report on aging. What happened? What did the researchers report? Are we going to live longer? do anti-aging pills really work? We're going to give the 2014 version of kind of a synopsis of what happened through the year. We'll do it in the next show. And one of the interesting things that, you know, these studies occur in foreign journals, but it wasn't in the New England Journal of Medicine, Journal of American Medical Association. What is in one of those big journals? But what they do, it did, was they gave men, a handful of grapes, a pretty big bunch of grapes, you know, like 8 ounces of grapes a day to eat. And you're going to get a little resveratrol in there, okay? But a lot of other molecules, catechin, quercetin, the ones I just mentioned. And so what happened is that it was equivalent to an hour of exercise a day. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. It was equivalent in health, measured health effects, to an hour of exercise a day. So, you know, get that resveratrol stuff. Now, the news today is a little bit still has some benefit. And they've been complaining, the researchers, we've got to make resveratrol into a drug. It's not bioavailable. Bioavailable means is its ability to get past your detoxification system in your liver. You first have oral absorption through your gut, your digestive tract. About 70% of resveratrol is absorbed. And then resveratrol is a molecule that the body thinks it's a bad signal. It's a go on alert. It's danger signal. It sends a signal you're out of food, a calorie-restricted mimic is what it's called. So, you know, it turns on defenses in the body because of that. And so the liver tries to detoxify it, and it sends up little molecules to attach to resveratrol. So it's not what we call biologically available by itself, free, unbound resveratrol. But they're finding these so-called liver metabolites, these proteins that are attached to resveratrol are still also very biologically active. And they've used this ruse as an excuse to say, we need to turn resveratrol into a drug. Resveratrol today is a better anti-diabetic drug than all those diabetic drugs we just talked about at the top of the show. And so, you know, and you're not using it. And the diabetic drugs, metformin, raises something called AMPK, which is a cell-sensing little molecule protein in your body. And resveratrol increases AMPK 200 times better than metformin, the major anti-diabetic drug. So, you know, we try to tell folks, reach out to them, get you to think. We like to shake the tree, rattle your cage, and tell you, for your own health, for your own welfare, forget the sponsors here, the whole thing. You need to get the truth here. Somewhere, America's not getting healthier. It's just getting drugged. More drugs is equivalent to success in healthcare because it's run by commercial interests today.
Hey, Bill, I tell you what I often challenge people to do. Let's just for a second pretend we live in a world where there are no drugs. They've never been invented. They just don't exist, okay? You have diabetes. You have heart problems. You have high blood pressure, whatever. What would you do? What would you do? Everybody out there listening, what would you do if there were no drugs? And when you figure that out, and we give a lot of advice on this show, always do that. Never.
Well, what happens when you can't afford them anymore? That maybe that's a way to think about it.
Well,
because they're just, you know, now well, even the generics you can't afford.
Well, but I would say even if you take the drugs, okay, if you think you should take a cholesterol drug, which personally I think is a horrible idea in most cases, but if you decide to do that, that's up to you. But don't ever let that be a substitute for taking care
David,
of your
heart.
David,
before we take a break, let me tell all of our listeners, Longevinix is our sponsor. It is a wonderful red wine pill, the only one studied in humans and in test tubes and has undergone considerable testing, safe. It's been tested for toxicity just like a medicine. It's been in use for 10 years without major side effects, and it can be used for a number of reasons to stay healthy, to increase your health span and your lifespan. And it's on sale. We have our end-of-the-year sale. Folks, if you've used Longevinix before, you'll know that you could buy 3 boxes and get one free. It's now buy 2 boxes, get one free. So the end of the year sale is on. The phone is ringing off the hook. Everybody loves a good deal. Let me tell you how to get the good deal. 866-405-4000. Call up, leave your name because this is a weekend show, and they'll call you back. 866-405-4000. And Longevinix has never been this affordable. You know, we cut our retail prices this past year, and people didn't realize we were selling at end-of-the-year prices all the time because we have an end-of-the-year sale every year for the last 10 years. But now it's end-of-the-year. You get that deal 2-for-1.
That's a third off.
After the discount is off, though. See, we discounted it. Now everyday price was our old end-of-the-year sale, and now you're getting it even better. It's never been more affordable. Longevinix, the red wine pill, 866-405-4000. If you're not convinced, you think we're a bunch of charlatans talking on the air, fine. You get educated. We'll send you a free report. You can ask for it. The over-mineralization theory of aging, why Longevinix addresses why you rust and calcify as you get older. You can become a learned user yourself. 866-405-4000. Leave your name, address. They'll send you that report for free. There's no sales pitches from Longevinix's side. They're not going to call you up and ask you to, order 10 versions of the Encyclopedia Britannica or something like that. Just for your health, Longevinix, 866-405-4000. It was never more affordable than it is today. So we have a lot of folks order a year's supply because they know it saves them a lot of money.
And if you've never tried it, this is a great time to get a 3-month supply so you can actually – use it for a little while. You know, you're probably not going to see anything in 3 days. So it's good to use it for a few months. We will take a short break, Bill, but we got more. Don't anybody go anywhere. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. And, you know, we use that name, Have a Heart Health Radio, because when we put the show together, Bill and I both believed that we wanted to try to give people good information, give people information they could use, and in a sense, because we do care about everybody, we're trying to get everybody's head on straight about health. It's not about drugs, it's about diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and we wanted to see how much, we wanted to have a heart. We wanted to give you as much as we could without commercial interest. We have sponsors here, but we didn't want the show to be an infomercial. And there's some very interesting news about the heart. I wonder if some of you would wish you could just have a traveling doctor with you. You know, like the president or dignitaries or sometimes movie stars. Somebody that just had your doctor around all the time. Would that be a good thing, Bill?
It says here today, and it's a shocking headline, do heart patients fare better when the doctors are away at medical meetings? And the answer is no. Well, no. No for the doctors, but yes for the patients. You see, what's happening is that, well, let me give you the statistics. When the doctors are away at medical meetings, the 30-day death rates are 60% versus 70% for cardiac arrests. In other words, when they're away, it's 60%, jumps to 70 when the doctors come back. 18% when they're away at the medical meetings, 25% for the sickest heart failure patients. So in other words, you know, the risks go down. Send your doctor to the medical meetings. You know, get him out of town. You know, the mortality rate drops. This is somewhere between, you know, when things are life and death, we have to laugh because we can't handle the tension. And so this is one of those things we're laughing at ghoulishly. But what an embarrassment for the heart doctors. You know, they got some work to do there. You know, we're talking about heart, have a heart. Nothing better for your heart than to protect it. And how would you like to protect it before you had a heart attack? Well, it turns out The resveratrol molecule, like I was saying, sends a little warning signal. It says your body is in trouble. It sends a signal to turn on all the defenses in the body. And it does this through a little gene switch called gene transcription factor called NRF2. So NRF2 gets switched on and the body starts making its own antioxidants. You can go to the health food store where David Stouter's at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City and get glutathione supplements. It's the major antioxidant that's made naturally in the body. Resveratrol turns it on. You can go get catalase. It's another enzymatic antioxidant, and take that. The body, it turns it on. If you take resveratrol pills, Longevinix does it better than any other. And so there's another one, SOD, superoxide dismutase. So if you get those antioxidant enzymes turned on and you should have a heart attack, it tremendously limits the damage to your heart muscle. This is called cardioprotection. And so the deal is to turn the switch on before the missiles come in, you know, so you've got, you know, you can intercept the problem. So the issue is you can have a heart attack, have zero or almost no pain, and we think this is what's happening with the wine drinkers in France, and you have very little damage to your heart, if any. So that's actually what resveratrol offers. It's the best way to protect your heart, and we're not using it. There is no drug that mimics this. And so this was done in animal tests. You can't do it ethically in humans. And the Longevinix pill was twice as good as any resveratrol pill. And so the Longevinix pill, in limiting the area of scarring, what we call fibrosis in the heart, in increasing the pumping action after a heart attack, and we call it the ejection fraction. So if you are heart health conscious and you want a healthy heart, you have family history of heart disease, I can't think of a better thing than getting a resveratrol pill of any brand. I hope it's a good one. I hope they make it well. Sometimes they don't have the pure forms of resveratrol in there. People get a little loose stool from little components in the giant knotweed that they extract the resveratrol from. But not Longevinix. It's purified. It's proven safe. We've used it for 10 years with good results. And it's actually being used in humans at the North Chicago Veterans Hospital, where they're using it for to help people with eye problems to maintain their eye health. It's working well. 866-405-4000 is the end of the year sale. I wanted to talk about something I've been trying to get to, David, for a couple of weeks, and that is just an odd question. Why didn't the toxic waste cause a cancer epidemic like we expected in the 1970s? You know, they made a whole industry out of toxic waste and the environmental protection agency, and they started listing, you know, in their what they call their super funds, areas to clean up that had toxins in them, and the drinking water and all the things that they went, contamination with gasoline, cleaning solvents, all kinds of things. It turns out they've only been able to identify, I think, four in the whole country. I mean, they made a whole industry, spent millions and millions and billions, and it didn't turn out. There isn't a lot of hard evidence that this led to cancer. Why? I thought these things are carcinogens. Well, they are in animal studies when they give them to animals in doses maybe 1,000 times greater than we're exposed to. So what happened? It's because cancer is a disease of aging. 60 to 70% of all cancers are generated when we get older. What happened when we got older? We started to accumulate calcium, iron, and copper, and we rust and we calcify. And that, if we handle aging, if you handle that, you won't be talking about these individual diseases, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. You'll be talking about being younger like I am today. I started taking resveratrol pills a decade ago, and my hair is darker today. I look younger and I'm healthier, and sometimes even a little bit brighter mentally, though it didn't take much to help that. But the point is that you're missing what I'm getting what David Stouter is getting, what Longevinix users get every day. Now, if you're really concerned and you're confused, and what is resveratrol, and I don't know how to pronounce the word and all those things, and you want to check with your doctor first, let me put you at ease. Why don't you just try something like garlic, which has many of the same benefits, including much more ability to handle germs, bacteria, viruses, funguses that invade our body all the time. Garlic. Now, you go get a fresh clove of garlic and crush it, and you've got the allicin, the main active ingredient in garlic, and we'll let you have your way there. But if you don't think you can handle the garlic breath and the garlic odor, then you want to try Garlinex, our other sponsor. And Garlinex assuredly provides allicin, just like a fresh clove of garlic does. Don't believe those phony ads on the front of bottles and boxes of garlic pills that say they have allicin. It's really allicin pretend. They call it allicin yield or potential. It's only a potential that your stomach acid is going to destroy the enzyme that activates allicin from a garlic pill. You need the real thing. If you crush it outside of your body, then you really have the allicin, but put it in your stomach where the stomach acid destroys the enzyme, you don't. So let Garlinex do it for you. You can go to their website, garlinex.com, see a whole movie about it, listen to my chalk talk there. And, you know, it's a great price. It is the highest quality garlic pill on the market at the lowest price. You buy three bags, three 30-day supply bags, one garlic capsule a day. You get one free, and shipping is absolutely free. Now, it's about, I think, $11.50, something like that, a bag. But if you get three bags and get one free and shipping's free, it comes down to $8.60 a month. Wow, you can't get a better deal. Let me give you the phone number for Garlinex, 866-674-3955. So, look, I just, you know, built you up. You're all excited about what Longevinix is all about, and I'm telling you, look, are you going to really say you're going to need to run to your doctor and ask him for permission to use a garlic pill? I don't think so.
Well, you need, so Longevinex is a red wine pill, so people drink wine all the time.
It's a red wine, and we drink red wine safely, but for whatever reason, people feel they need to run to their doctor and ask permission because they're not familiar with resveratrol. Well, you are if you're a wine drinker, but garlic, you're using it, you're cooking every day. Now, the cooking destroys the allicin, the main molecule, and so on, so you're not getting it that way. And the pungency and so on, and the garlic odor and breath makes it very difficult. This alkaline-buffered garlic capsule called Garlinex assuredly preserves and produces the allicin, the main molecule in fresh garlic, and delivers it to you, all tested in human studies. 866-674-3955, and it is low cost, and it does many of the things that anti-aging pills do.
Exactly. So, look, we're in the middle of the holidays. Treat yourself well. I'm going to give you these numbers again because that is a great special on Longevinex, 866-405-4000. There just is not a better garlic supplement. Hey, I'm a retailer of 40 years. Bill helped create the product, so maybe you think he's just blowing smoke. He's not. There isn't a better garlic pill on the market. 866-674-3955. Hey, you know what? Next time we're on the air, Bill, it's going to be 2015, and we look forward to seeing all of you there on Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks again.